This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Lindbergh says U.S. can be a uniter on food aid. ASA expresses concern about 301 probes and Cisco acquisition criticized. The Trump administration's pick for the U.S. candidate to helm the World Food Program has laid out his case in an op-ed for Newsweek, arguing he can, quote, unite member states. America First, in fact, has never meant America alone, Luke Lindbergh, who currently serves as USDA Undersecretary for Trade, writes, this is a moment to choose leadership that is both principled and practical. Leadership that can unite member states. Leadership that can strengthen trust and deliver results at scale. Lindbergh pointed to his oversight of several food assistance programs, including the newly housed Food for Peace program, as a demonstration of his abilities. WFP deserves leadership that will meet this moment with urgency, credibility, and resolve. And I would be honored and humbled to serve humanity in this noble task, he added. A person familiar with the situation told AgriPulse that Lindbergh has yet to meet with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and wants to get the op-ed out before the formal interview process kicks off. But Chris Barrett, a food security and ag economics professor at Cornell, says the U.S. candidate making his case publicly is unusual, given the U.S. candidate has been appointed to lead WFP since the 1990s. It suggests to me an awareness that the international community might not exhibit its traditional deference to the U.S., Barrett said in an email. DVEX first reported on some European resistance to another U.S. WFP executive director. An official from a European nation told AgriPulse that, quote, President Trump has shaken the chessboard on international assistance and should not expect other countries to react passively. He thinks that the other pieces are going to stay there in the air, but no, that's not what will happen. I think that the pieces are going to look for new alliances and the chessboard will be different in the future, they said. When asked about potential EU opposition last week, Lindbergh told AgriPulse he hasn't heard of any concerns about his nomination. At a roundtable with manufacturers of child nutrition treatments yesterday, Lindbergh also pushed back on criticism that the administration has deprioritized international aid. Right now, there's a sense about the world that the U.S. is retreating from our role in international affairs. And I want to say today that that could not be more incorrect, he said. The United States is stepping up in new and admittedly different ways, and the administration is seeking to align with where the American people are at. Senior administration officials are insisting that when it comes to China, it is now seeking stability. But as officials pivot to alternative tariff powers, U.S. soybean sector fears new trade probes could risk provoking backlash from Beijing. Tariffs imposed under IEPA, which this investigation seeks to replicate, caused Beijing to retaliate, American Soybean Association Vice President Dave Walton told officials during a hearing yesterday. The group is concerned, Walton said, that probes into unfair trade practices could lead to, quote, the reimposition of the higher tariffs against U.S. soybeans by China. China is a target of both Section 301 investigation into efforts to curb forced labor and supply chains and one on manufacturing overcapacity. Walton spoke on the first day of a four-day hearing in the latter investigation. Beijing responded to the two investigations launched in March by unveiling its own probes into the U.S. disruption of global supply chains and trade barriers on grain products. The investigations are expected to be completed within 6 months. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Georgia Ag Commissioner Tyler Harper asking federal antitrust officials to probe major food distributor Sysco's proposed acquisition of food service supplier Jetro Restaurant Depot, arguing it represents a, quote, troubling trend of corporate consolidation of the agriculture industry and food supply chain. In a letter to the Justice Department of the Federal Trade Commission, Harper said that Sysco already controls close to 20% of the food service market. This proposed acquisition will dramatically reshape America's food supply chain, making it more fragile and increasing costs on American restaurant owners and their customers, Harper wrote. Now take note, as part of the deal, Sysco would pay Restaurant Depot shareholders $21.6 billion in cash proceeds and 91.5 million Sysco shares. Overall, the deal is worth around $29.1 billion, according to a press release. Environmental groups are urging EPA and the Department of Health and Human Services to act quickly to address the issue of high nitrates in drinking water. In a letter to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., 83 groups cite a recent report showing that Iowa has the highest waterway nitrate contamination, ranked second in the nation for cancer incidents, and is only one of three states where rates are rising. The Iowa Environmental Council Harkin Institute report focuses on Iowa, but the underlying data shows that people drinking water across the country are at, quote, substantially higher risk of cancer and other adverse health impacts due to runoff from fertilizer applications and manure from concentrated animal feeding operations. The letter notes that a number of groups, including the Iowa Environmental Council, submitted a petition to EPA in 2024 seeking emergency action to address the nitrate situation in Iowa. The Center for Food Safety is seeking documents from EPA about the use and disposal of treated seeds at ethanol plants. The group is suing the agency in federal court to gain access to documents on four different neonicotinoids. CFS first asked for the information under the Freedom of Information Act in 2023. The unregulated disposal of coated seeds has caused severe human health and ecological harm, and it is unclear where seed companies are sending this toxic seed waste, CFS attorney Suzanne Smith said. It is essential we obtain this information to mitigate the harm of this toxic waste. Well, here's today's final word. If we impose a tariff, they're going to retaliate with a similar tariff. And so that's what we're trying to avoid here. That American Soybean Association Vice President Dave Walton, in a comment to AgriPulse after USTR Section 301 hearing yesterday, voicing concern that China will retaliate against U.S. imposition of tariffs. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.